Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, having told you about the 50 greatest carols of all time, we now turn our attention to a different sort of seasonal music. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When Yo-Yo Ma throws a holiday party, you can bet that the guest list will be diverse. His latest CD, Songs of Joy and Peace, is a 22-song gathering that connects colleagues from the fields of pop, jazz, and folk music. Among them are Renee Fleming, Diana Krall, Dave Brubeck, James Taylor, Alison Krauss, and a dozen others. It follows the cellist's ongoing interest in bridging musical cultures. Just think of his forays into Brazilian bossa nova, Argentine tango, American roots music, and of course the many languages along the ancient Silk Road. Yo-Yo Ma joins us here in our Soundcheck studio. Good to see you, Yo-Yo.
John, it's so great to be with you, especially tonight.
So, Songs of Joy and Peace for Christmas Eve couldn't be more appropriate. What was the idea behind this record? Was it supposed to be kind of the soundtrack of a house party at the Ma house?
Well, actually, you put your finger on it. I resisted doing a holiday album until the moment I could think of how to make it very personal. And for us, as a family, this is what happens. I'm usually not playing the cello, but playing the piano really badly, because I'm sort of the designated piano player of our extended family and friends.
So if you're at the piano, is anybody playing the cello during any of this?
Sometimes, but mainly not, you know. There's usually a violin around, or, you know, and a lot of singing, of singing, and that's great.
So in the making of this record, did you try and, I mean, did you have people just come wandering into the studio? You know, did you try and get that kind of atmosphere going?
Well, you know, I actually thought of what it would be like to have this virtual party for, you know, virtual recording in a real time and space situation. So, like, how does a party work? And I think what happens is that you want to invite your friends. Also, friends of friends, people that you've always wanted to meet, and maybe they're in town, maybe this might happen, or I've always wanted to meet so-and-so. Like, I've known Dave Brubeck for a number of years. It's always been sort of a secret dream to say, one day, maybe I can, you know, do something with him. And as luck would have it, Matt Brubeck is a wonderful jazz cellist, and Matt sent me, or I heard a tape that he had made, and said, you know, and then we started talking and said, well, maybe we can do something, and suddenly this was happening. And so I asked each one of the musical guests to identify a song or a piece that signifies joy to them. And so for Dave, he said, how about Joy to the World?
So it's Dave Brubeck, Matt Brubeck, Paquito de Rivera, and my guest, Yo-Yo Ma, with Joy to the World.
Thank you.
Joy to the World from the Yo-Yo Ma album Songs of Joy and Peace with his guests, Dave and Matt Brubeck and Paquito de Rivera. So kind of almost a New England thing here. You know, Dave Brubeck, a fellow New Englander. Paquito lives in New Jersey, but close enough.
Close enough.
So were you able to get all of these people in one place at one time?
Well, most of it happened during 1 week in June in the studio in New York. And for some other people, that like James Taylor, when I asked him, he said, well, for me, Joy, how about Here Comes the Sun?
You know, that I was sort of wondering, there were a couple of songs on the album that are not specifically holiday-oriented. So,
well, yeah, you're absolutely right. But James's take on it was that Winter Solstice, Here Comes the Sun. And so I thought, yes, absolutely. This is something. And he said, why don't we do it in my barn in Western Massachusetts? New England, very much so. And James is so much identified with the Berkshires. And so we recorded it there. And that's one of the songs we did outside of New York.
All right. In James Taylor's barn, Yo-Yo Ma and James Taylor, and Here Comes the Sun.
Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Little darling, the smiles return to their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Sun, 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 here he comes. Sun, sun.
Here Comes the Sun, the Beatles tune sung here by James Taylor with my guest Yo-Yo Ma playing cello from the album Songs of Joy and Peace. Yo-Yo Ma is my guest on Soundcheck. And the song Dona Nobis Pacem, Grant Us, Give Us Peace, bookends this record. So is there another message, you know, in troubled times that we should be taking away from this record?
Well, I think this title, Songs of Joy and Peace, the peace part came in some ways by accident, because I wasn't thinking of this title, but I wanted to include one track of Dona Nobis Pacem, because during the holidays, my family and I, again, it's very personal, we always go to Christmas revels in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and one of the things that they do in the middle of this is that they get everybody in Sanders Theater to sing this round, and it is one of the most beautiful, quiet, and joyful moments of the holiday season. So Johnny Gendelsman, my friend from the Silk Road Ensemble, said, you know, well, you have to do one alone. So I did one alone, wrote a little counter melody. And then I asked Edgar and Chris Healy to
Edgar Meyer.
Yeah, Edgar Meyer and Chris Healy on the mandolin to say, would you improvise something? And they did something that was so extraordinary. I said, wow, do I dare ask other people to bring in their own versions? And so the Assad brothers brought in their version and on the guitar, and then of course Paquito and Alon Yevnai did a clarinet piano version that was just kind of, you know, off the charts. I wanted to end the whole recording with the Auld Lang Syne sort of superimposed on top of, rather, or whatever, together.
As a counter melody.
As a counter melody, yeah. With the gorgeous trumpet playing of Chris Bodie.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the Silk Road Ensemble. I mean, it's 10 years old this year. It's kind of an anniversary.
It's a pre-adolescent.
The world has changed a lot, especially the way we look at the parts of the world that the Silk Road Ensemble deals with: Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. Does that ensemble, which appears on this new record, has the meaning of the Silk Road Ensemble changed for you in these 10 years?
I think, yes, a lot of things have changed for everybody, obviously. I think personally, The growth of the ensemble over 10 years has been incredibly gratifying, because it started off as an idea, and then it formed into the developing friendships between ensemble members, trying to go to each member's home, you know, whether it's in Iran or in Baku, Azerbaijan, or in New Delhi in India, or, you know, so basically we really tried to go to their countries and truly form these friendships. Obviously, after September 11th, many things changed. One of the things is travel became much more difficult. And I think this work that we're trying to do is sort of like gets closer to sort of say, you know, if we know each other's songs, we actually, it's like sports. You have a better way to immediately start a conversation that's not like, oh, where, what, you know, Stan, what country, what, how do you spell that? It's just sort of like an immediately identifiable thing. Oh, yeah, we love that too.
And so here you have the Silk Road Ensemble on this new album doing an Osvaldo Golihov piece, which, tell us how this, I mean, it has a Chinese title. So how does this work into the theme?
Yes, well, Kuai Le actually means joy in Chinese, in Mandarin Chinese. And we were asked to participate at the opening ceremonies of the Special Olympics in Shanghai 2 years ago. And so Wu Tong, the Shang player, which we're hearing right now, and singer actually, and we'll hear him sing later, worked on this with Osvaldo. And so this was created for the Special Olympics. And we thought it would be really appropriate to bring that song in as it befits the title. And we did it, and I think playing for the Special Olympics was indeed a very, very poignant and wonderful moment for all of us.
My guest is Yo-Yo Ma. The album's called Songs of Joy and Peace, and this song by Osvaldo Golihov and featuring Wu Tong is called Kuai Le, which means joy. Composer Osvaldo Golihov and the song Kuai Le, which means joy in Chinese, and the Chinese singer Wu Tong, who has been a part of Yo-Yo Ma's various cross-cultural works for a number of years. You and he go back now, probably
well, about
10 years.
About 10 years, exactly.
He's kind of like a rock star in China, isn't he?
He is a rock star.
He is a rock star.
Yeah.
A genuine rock
yes.
star. So this is on the album Songs of Joy and Peace, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, my guest. You began by saying that, or alluding to a little bit of reluctance at first to do a holiday record. What was, you know, were you worried about, I don't know, the cheesiness factor, which afflicts a lot of holiday records out there?
Well, I think there's so many wonderful holiday albums. And in fact, one of the things that we do is we have a whole stack of CDs that we play over and over again during the season. We're always sort of looking for different music from different places, and so I just couldn't find a way of getting in a way that I could feel really comfortable and making it also very personal. And so I think finally sort of taking it, making it personal was sort of the way that that made sense.
So the album's called Songs of Joy and Peace from Yo-Yo Ma, who has recently been named Musical America's 2009 Musician of the Year. You're cringing. Why? That's one of music's, one of the performing arts' highest honors. That's congratulations.
Well, you're very kind. I think it is an incredible honor. I think when I look at the people that have actually received that honor before me, so many of them were like my role models, were people that I so looked up to and have received so much from them. So this is a moment that is passing to me, and I think what makes it all work is if the whole village, the whole infrastructure that makes for this happening, you're part of it, I'm part of it, that somehow we cherish those living traditions. That's what keeps them alive from generation to generation.
Now, that village, as you term it, is facing, you know, kind of tough times right now.
I think we're all facing tough times. And I think there's so much realignment of so many things that happens both, you know, politically, economically, and culturally, because it is an evolving and a fast evolving world. I think that in troubled times, we have evidence that people actually need to feel that they belong and that they trust, that they can actually be communal with one another. And I think music in many ways serves that purpose, because we're always going for something larger than ourselves and we want to identify specific things.
Now, it's a good point, and we had Quincy Jones on the program
he's great.
Last month, and he said that he felt that Barack Obama should appoint a Secretary of the Arts. And when he said that, only then did it occur to me that alone of Western countries, the United States does not have a Minister of Culture, you know, a kind of a secretarial post for the arts. There has since been a petition online to kind of get the president-elect to consider that really seriously. What do you think? I mean, as someone who's on the president-elect's iPod and you're on his Facebook page and on his music list,
I think he
what
just pressed
think?
Delete. But I actually think the president-elect said something in an interview, and I've only seen it once, is that he thinks that we should draw down a worldwide empathy deficit. So in terms of, you know, I think we should put in the idea that empathy actually is good for all the engines in our life, for culture, for economics, and for politics.
So that empathy deficit, going back to what you were saying before, you know, sports and arts, music as things we all share, passions that we all share. And, you know, if there's a deficit of empathy, that's a way to kind of build it back up again.
Absolutely. I think that's so however way that happens, I think it would be great in our present day, many, many, many cultures, many languages, I think we can connect better.
We've been speaking with Yo-Yo Ma. The cellist's new album is called Songs of Joy and Peace, a 22-song holiday party of sorts that includes this Galician carol with Christina Pato once again playing those bagpipes. And Yo-Yo, thank you so much for spending some of Christmas Eve with us, and happy holidays to you and the family.
Thank you to you and yours, and thank you for having me. What an honor.
This is Soundcheck. And that'll do it for this edition of Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producers are Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Soundcheck's executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again next time, at this time, for Soundcheck, here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.